on?
Yeah, we are.
Oh!
Oh, shit.
Everybody get up.
Dance.
Oh, yeah.
It's the time.
Started right with a little bit of Marvin Gaye, as he says, gotta give it up, part one. Well, everyone, welcome back.
The day has come.
The day has come. It is the first show of the second semester, our final semester, our last first.
Last first show. How are you feeling?
Sad, but also a happy time. A happy time. Because we get to be here. We're back. It's been a little over a month.
Weekly this time.
Weekly shows. And if you're new here, my name is Ben. I'm joined by...
Juanchi.
Our show this semester is called... Juanchi Contenders.
We've been waiting to name the show like this for a while.
We've been waiting.
We kept forgetting the name.
If you couldn't tell, it is a slight combination of our two names. Anyways, it's a whimsical show that we do here. Whimsical, I think, really sums it up.
Great word.
So yeah, we're happy to have you all here. Should we just get into a song?
I like this song, but I like it as an intro song.
Yeah, I like it as a... What do you guys think?
Tune in.
Sounds good.
Call us.
You know what? Yeah. Anyways, I was walking down the street the other day. I tripped. I fell. I scraped my arm. Let's go with that, dude.
Where was it?
It's down by the block.
Down by the block?
I don't know, dude.
You should sue Tufts. It was in Tufts property.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You should sue them.
You know, I'm going to start off with this question. We're at the college bar, right? It can be whatever. It's packed. There's heads.
Classic.
There's a jukebox. Ooh. And you can play one song that everyone's going to hear. And you can do it in a funny way. You can do it in a great song. Get boogie kind of way. What you playing?
Marvin Gaye. Not Marvin Gaye.
I mean, he's got good songs, but which one?
This one's pretty good.
Okay, this one. We'll go with this one.
What's Going On is good. Nah, it will kill the vibe though. But maybe that's what... Maybe that's what you want.
You want to kill the vibe?
Yeah, maybe like you want everyone to leave because it's too packed.
Ooh.
So you kill the vibe.
Great idea.
Yeah.
You want to rent out a party space.
But you don't have the money.
There's people there.
Yeah.
So you just go in, you play song, you drive them all out. Bada bing, you get your own spot.
Bada bing, boom, free... Free venue.
Well, I'm playing Duel of the Fates from Star Wars The Phantom Menace Episode 1 because who doesn't love a good Duel of the Fates? It doesn't fit the vibe at all.
Non-ironically?
Not ironically.
Wow.
It's not the vibe, but it will become the vibe because I will make it the vibe.
Bold choice.
And the fellas will be like, oh yeah, it's Duel of the Fates. Something like that. I assume that's how they'll react.
You know, now that you say that, I think I'm going to change mine.
Oh, yeah?
So Cantina. What? Cantina band.
Oh!
Yeah.
That's why they put him on the air, folks. That's
Cantina band. Oh, you kind of caught me off guard. That's why I said that's stupid. But Cantina band, definitely.
We should start the next show with Cantina
band. Yeah, that's
good. We actually should. All right. Let's jump into a quick song. So, today's list is pretty good. It's a little conglomeration of what I've been listening to recently.
Yeah, we finally planned the show on the next ones.
We did. Stay tuned for the next ones. They're going to be banging.
And this one.
I'm going to start this one off. Song I found, it's called Montego Slay by People Under the Stairs.
Whoa.
Who's under the stairs? I don't know.
The people.
MF Harry Potter, dog?
Mm.
I don't know. All right, so Montego Slay by Harry Potter, a.k.a. People Under the Stairs. Let's get it.
Get a rough looking track marker. Here with people under the stairs. Once again, man. Mush. Rough. We tackle rhymes like your life lays time. We trying to get it up. We gotta fill up. Before it's all gone, the song remains on until the beat stops. Never mind, no need to remind. You know who we be. Yo, it's the capital G's putting the B's in hip hop. saying hi to the hoes who wear hardly any clothes. Here's looking at you, watching you, watching me, the incredible MC. Chicks call me Mikey,
why's that?
Cause I like it. They stare when I'm digging it and know they wanna try. They like the way I rap, they like the way I chill. Couple hours in a conversation, show them how I thrill. I'm a 1 minute man, I lick it then, spit it, empty it out, fill it in like the blank and I'm out. Big Mike, that's right, give them something they can feel. Yo, I'm the top ranked chick on the wheels of steel. I walk the streets of LA and feel comfortable. Me and the homie make music and they coming with bulls. So next time you got a rhyme that's blazing hot, throw it away. People London to save the day.
Sometimes it ain't time, sometimes it can't be. This time we kick back and let your conscience be free. The music is playing loud and we never have to leave. We never gotta leave, we never gotta leave.
Yeah, I ain't going nowhere.
Yes, yes.
What you gonna do?
Montego Bay style. Smile from the Caribbean Isle. No frontin' while we pumpin' the beat. Audio vibes to jumpin' like guile out of the seat with the complete vibe. Scooters and 45s to palm trees. Red stripe nights to calm breeze. The type to relax, ease back to conceive wax and contact the origin of habitat. Two cats making it fat, it's like that. With a rap similar to a pitter-pat of a cat. Walking a roof to make it back to the truth. I did crate for the late great existence of black plates. To booming the eights on the floor, making you want more. Leaving my mark like a Doc Martin on a wood floor. It's good for the soul, like dinner with your moms. People under the stairs to do or to drop bombs. Snares laid back like armchairs at the beach. I'm out of reach, so play my CD and let it teach the recipe. Half B, Crocker, half David T. Walker, fresh breath control like Banaka.
Sometimes it ain't time, sometimes it can be. This time we kick back and let the conscience be free. The music is playing loud and we never have to leave. Yo, we never gotta leave. Yo, we never gotta leave.
That's my never gonna leave. Stay right here. Listening to the good tunes. Cooling out. In here to rough up the track. Rough up the track. Not the people. Yes, yes. To the people under the stairs. Yes, yes.
I love that track.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before, but
it's Smooth Sailing, something like that.
Smooth Sailing.
No, it just sails smoothly. I don't know.
I guess.
But it's a good song. Where's our music?
I don't know.
What happened?
You're having some technical issues.
I don't know. None of my end.
Well, how about you sing for us? Well, I'll fix this. Fly me to the moon, go. Fly me to the moon.
Fly me to the moon.
It was muted, you dumbass. Stupid.
Oh, and now we are back under the sea.
We are back.
SpongeBob SquarePants in Patrick style. Anyways,
we're back.
I hope you guys like that song. It's something I've been listening to pretty recently.
That was Montego Slay by People Under the Stairs.
Slay, baby. I just yanked on the cord. Anyway, as you guys were enjoying that tune, Juanchi and I were having a little discussion about a little story I heard about a fella named Frank Sinatra.
Frank who?
Yeah, you heard of this guy?
Who's that guy?
It's like not Frank Ocean. It's not Frank the Tank. It's Frank Sinatra. You know what I'm saying? Actually, we weren't discussing it. I was discussing how we were going to discuss
it. Yeah, I fully don't know what he's going to say.
So let me tell you. So on his farewell tour, he's in like his 70s, right?
Yeah.
Sinatra's like the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, it's packed. He's still performing into his 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, much like Mick Jagger and the Stones are doing. But you know, so his manager and his people are kind of like, wonder how long he can really keep doing this. You know, he's really getting up there in age. It's all show. It's kind of a lot to do. But yeah, every night or every week, I don't know how often, he would get up there and he'd do it. But
every night?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Well, one show in particular, he got up there, he got to a certain song, and he just completely blanked.
Oof.
And he started, he just went, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. I just started apologizing refusively to the crowd. I'm so sorry, I don't know the words, I'm sorry, whatever. And his manager, whoever the guy in the back behind stage, is like, all right, Frank, it's time to hang it up. Like, we've been waiting for this to happen. Like, it's been a good career.
You're getting old.
So, yeah, I mean, he was like 78 or something.
Yeah.
So Frank starts walking off the stage. I'm sure he was pretty dejected. But all of a sudden, someone in the middle of the crowd stands up and screams, it's okay, Frank. I love you, Frank.
Aww.
And he stays. And one by one, everyone starts getting up and saying, it's all right, Frank. You're the man. I love you. And he stays. The whole crowd's getting up, cheering so loud. And he stays. And he just watches in amazement as they're all cheering and expressing their appreciation for him.
It's like a movie.
And he gets back up there and he gets to the next song and he kills it. He knows all the words, and he absolutely rocks the stage. Yeah, it's like a movie. I mean, I heard that story, and I was just like, damn.
Tearing up, yeah.
Damn. You know, it's the end of the career for one of the all-time greats, and...
The GOAT.
You know, people are plagued by some mental issues, strain, especially as you get older, memory gets tough, and, you know, I guess that the support from the audience really triggered it. He got the next song, he remembered all of it, and...
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I love those stories.
Beautiful.
I'm huge
stuff.
On fan interaction. One of my favorite songs and things is obviously Hey Jude by the Beatles. And when you see the crowd get involved with that, like you hear Paul singing it, whatever.
Yeah.
But then they get to the nah. When everyone's doing that,
shivers.
It's magic. The shared music from a crowd, it's magical. So anyways, I hope you guys like that little story about Frank the Tank. Not Frank the Tank. Although maybe they called him Frank the Tank. I don't know.
Back in the day.
Frank the Great Sinatra. So let's listen to one of his special tunes. Do me a favor, baby. Fly me to the moon.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. In other words,
You.
Love that little bit at the end when he hits the piano.
Yeah.
Does that sound like it? Ooh, that was good. That was good.
You gotta add the this, texture.
What is this, a rap song?
Yeah.
Anyways, I got a question for you.
Tell me. You have many questions.
You take showers?
Occasionally.
Okay.
Once a week.
In what order do you get dressed upon coming out of the shower?
I put my shoes on first, that's for sure.
There's no fucking way. pardon my Francais, but
they're gonna cancel our show because of that.
What do you put on first?
My underwear.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. What's next?
Take my socks.
Really?
No. My pants, then my socks, then my shirt.
You do pants, then socks, then shirt. Interesting.
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
I mean, I like to alternate to not get into a habit. I don't like habits.
You don't like habits?
No.
Especially not bad ones.
Not bad habits. Oh, I know what this is.
What was that thing Steve Lacy said?
Steve Lacy said.
Something like, I wish I knew.
On me.
Something like that.
How about you?
That's pretty good. I do it similarly. I usually start with the socks and then the pants and then shoes. No. I do underwear, pants, shirt, socks, shoes, jacket.
Jacket.
Phone, wallet.
Phone, wallet? Yeah. No, I do wallet. I don't put my phone in my pockets when I'm getting dressed. That's weird. You gotta use your phone.
That's a good point.
How
else would I listen to Frank Sinatra?
Exactly.
How would I know that I'm supposed to fly to the moon?
You gotta put your headphones on first, and then you grab your phone.
Yeah, but then how are you gonna put your shirt on?
But no, that's after the shirt.
But what about a sweatshirt? If you gotta put a sweatshirt on, right?
Well, you don't.
Touché. Anyway, let's get another song going. If anybody out there played FIFA back in the day, and I mean back in the day,
ooh,
or just likes a little cool rock music.
Which one? What FIFA?
I don't know.
Let me guess a song. What FIFA?
13. Or 14.
Yeah. Nah, you killed me there.
This is a great song. I think a lot of you are going to enjoy. So we're just going to launch right into this. You know, I hang on. Sorry, fellas.
Yeah.
I say this every time. We're just going to launch right into it. And then I talk for like another minute. I realize that.
You also say, this is one of my favorite songs.
About every song, right? Well, it's because I'm picking all the songs from my playlist of my favorite songs. Anyways, let's jump right into it. Let's
jump right into it.
This song is Black and Gold.
Ooh.
By Sam Sparrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fear that it's all just a bunch of matter, 'cause if you're
Yeah, I so deeply apologize for that abrupt start. My finger hit a little misclick, but
as you may see, we're getting back to it.
We're getting slowly back in the swing of things.
Yeah.
However, as we were waiting, we did come up with a cool song.
Yeah. We recently found this guy.
Huanchi found this song and sent it to me. I was not familiar with it. Would you like to explain?
Yeah. I found it and I was like,
how did you find it actually?
I was listening to the Beatles, I think. And then it's just this new song by the Beatles that I hadn't heard before. I started playing and I was like, this slaps. And I was like, fuck, I never heard of this. And then I go into Spotify and it's Emmett Rhodes. And I'm like, who the hell is this guy?
Emmett Rhodes, an American singer-songwriter, multi-instrumental and recording engineer. Began his career at 14 years old, and he was born in 1950. So Huanchi sends me this song. I listen to it. I say, oh, this is Paul McCartney. No, it's not.
No.
It's not Paul McCartney. It's Emmett M.F. Rhodes. Who is this character? I don't know.
Who knows?
You know, we like to think we know a little bit about music over here, but
2009, this song was released too.
What?
Yeah. It's not like 70s. Like, it's 2009.
Oh my god. I was about to say maybe it was a little bit out of our range, but
no.
Wow, that's crazy. So, yeah. I mean, it sounds exactly like Paul McCartney. Very Beatle-like, which
very.
Yeah, two of us are big fans of the Beatles, so
yeah, we are.
We were very surprised to hear this Emmett Rhodes character. Sounded pretty good, so.
Very good.
Very good. Pretty, very, pretty alright and good.
Any facts you know about Emmett Rhodes? He grew up listening to the Beatles, that's for sure. I read that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that would make sense. There's a movie about him. It's called The One Man Beatles. And that pretty much sums it up.
Oh, there's a movie?
Yeah,
about
we should
him?
Check that out.
We should.
And viewers/listeners, I believe. It's probably listeners. I can't imagine anyone seeing us, although there is a camera looking at us.
There is a camera right there.
Extremely suspect. Feel free to hit us up for a little movie night. We're going to be watching The One Man Beatles about Emmett Rhodes.
We will.
Come to the crib.
We'll review it.
Yeah. Anyway, let's listen to this. Somebody Made for Me by Emmett Rhodes. Let us know what you think. I'll give you my number in a bit if you'd like. Still single, so.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Somebody Made for Me. Emmett Rhodes.
Right.
Somewhere, someone special just for me. Somewhere, someone special must be. Somewhere, someone special just for me. Be. Somebody made for me, somebody made for you. Somebody made for me, somebody made for you. Ask and you'll receive. God in heaven, won't you help me please? Somewhere, someone special just for you. Somewhere, someone special, it's true. Someone special just for you. Somebody made for me, somebody made for you. Ask from heaven, won't you help me please?
Thank you, Emmett.
Thank you, Emmett, for the beautiful music. Reviving the Beatles.
Emmett's great. Oh my God, it's way louder on this
right?
mic. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Could you even hear me the whole time?
No, I could. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we're using the same mic now because it is halfway through the show.
Oh,
which,
sorry, y'all.
You know what time it is.
What time is it?
It's a mythical morning time.
1:30, baby. 1:30. So, around this time of year. Wow, this mic is crisp. Oh my God. Around this time of year. Things start, well, not start, they started a couple months ago. Things are a little bit cold, am I right?
Chilly, yeah.
You could say chilly. You could say chilly. And what do you do about that, right? Because, you know, maybe you got a little house heat. Doesn't always work. And the money runs up, can be a little pricey, so.
Pricey, pricey.
I got a friend. His name is Rolando. Shout out to you, Rolando. And his heat was broken in his room. So what did he do? He got a space heater. So I had to clear my throat. However!
So it starts out the space heater.
What? Rolando had no heat in his room. So what did he do? He got a space heater. Now, with a space heater, you must adhere to these specific safety tips. Take it away, Juan.
Oh, I start. Okay. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty, warm in an area that...
Stay tasty.
Allow you to stay toasty, warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions.
Very important. But in particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. This has been a message from your fire safe... This has been a message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Juan Chicken Tenzers. Let's get back to the beats.
Let's get back to the beats. What's next?
So is this on?
It should be. How? Okay.
I don't know. Can you hear me though?
I can hear you now. I increased the volume.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll roll with this. You want to listen to like some music or something, bro? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, something not.
Some music, maybe.
Like it, I don't like this.
Oh! There was something I was gonna say. Are you familiar with Gavin DeGraw?
No.
You're fucking kidding. You're just kidding me. You're just kidding.
You're freaking kidding me.
Nah, you know this guy.
Maybe.
Not over you. I don't want to be.
Probably if you play a song.
The one where it's like, no matter what you say,
yeah,
I'm not over you.
Yeah, yeah.
This MF Gavin DeGraw, man. I hadn't thought about it in so long. This song I want to be, man. This song I want to be. Gavin DeGraw, at one point in this song, and I'm going to call it out when we get to it, was more in his bag than just about anyone I've ever heard. Right? This is like peak bag moments within said bag. You know what I'm saying? No idea.
Bag?
He's in his bag, dog. Think about Kyrie Irving, right?
Yeah.
Kyrie coming down to the court. Pa, pa, pa. Little left, right. Right to the rim, baby. Little finger roll. In his bag, all right?
In his bag.
Gavin DeGraw went in his bag, unloaded it on the mass population, and just left it there for us to stand in awe. Anyways, I'm going to play this song, and when this part comes up, I'm about to come on and let y'all know, but you already know it slaps. You don't know this song? All right, it's called I Don't Want to Be.
Surprise me.
I Don't Want to Be by Gavin DeGraw. Let's hit it.
Gavin DeGraw.
I
Yo, this part right here, Gavin DeGraw snaps, dog, snaps. I came from the mountains. Let it play.
I've been trying to be lately. All I have to do is think of me and I have peace of mind. I'm tired of looking around, rules on and what I gotta do or who I'm supposed to be. I don't want to be anything other than me.
Tell me Gav
yeah.
did not just go absolutely crazy in that last
I know the song.
Yeah, you know the song.
Yeah.
When he does that little switch up and he's like, I came from the mountains, and he keeps going.
Yeah. Does he have any other songs?
Oh, he's got other songs.
This is the only one I know, I think.
Oh, no. You know the other songs. You know.
Okay. Is it one of those artists that like you don't know who he is? But
no, he's like a mid-2000s beast.
Yeah.
But he does that bit. He does that little came from the mountains, then he hits the chorus with no music in the background, and you're like, oh, it's coming down. And then, nah! The instrumental comes back in. Tell him, Gavin! Tell him! And he did. He was there, he told him. So I hope you guys like that one. See, I clearly got a little bit passionate about that. So I got another question for Juanchi.
Oh, no.
And all of you beautiful listeners out there. And I hope you're having a great day. I know it's... Oh, wow, I just looked outside. It's actually kind of blue.
I see clouds. I don't know.
Whoa. Well, see, it's all about perspective, my friend.
Oh, yeah, it is.
You see clouds. I see blue. I'm having a great day. You're not.
Okay.
Start seeing the blue in the sky is what I'm saying. There could be 100 clouds and just 2 feet of blue, but as long as you just see that blue.
Ignorance is bliss.
Sometimes. We can talk about the two-color pills another time. So, everyone. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
Definitely one horse-sized duck.
Really?
Think about it.
I'm trying. I'm trying.
It's just hard to picture a horse-sized duck.
A horse-sized duck is crazy.
Oh, like 100.
100?
That'd be hilarious, though.
That's crazy, though. Like 100? Imagine they're all running at you at once.
It's like 100... toy horses or one gigantic
ducks are pretty big. Ducks are big.
Yeah, I believe
they don't fit in your hand, dude.
Yeah,
100 of those things and they're flying. Well, they're not flying.
They're horses.
Those are the ones on the carousel. But I'm thinking, like, you gotta think strategy in this. Because, you know, we've talked about the, whatever, like 53rd graders or whatever that was.
Yeah. This is a little less fucked up.
I don't remember what that is.
It was
but I'm thinking about, like, the same strategy. You know, like, I could take those kids down. Okay, that's...
Hey.
It sounds terrible. It's all circumstantial. Let's say we're at the school, right? We're at the school. I'm on the playground. I run to the... They just not to me. I'm running to the bathroom, right? I'm getting in the stall where they can't get to me. I hold the door, and I just go... Bop, bop, bop. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what we said last time.
I know. I think it would work on the duck-sized horses.
Okay. But in what scenario? You don't have a bathroom stall.
What? There's no bathroom stall.
There's, where, are you in the park?
Okay, oh, but how are you taking down a horse-sized... You know how big horses are?
But they're, like... Look at the duck's feet. They're, like, thin. You, like, chop them off. That's it.
Feet? Whoa.
Right?
Oh, go for the legs.
You go for the legs? Yeah, bro. It's done.
But ducks can fly, bro.
Oh, shit.
No!
I didn't think about that.
Imagine a horse-sized duck flying at you. Get out the way!
Yeah.
There's no way. I'm taking the 100.
Yeah,
I'm taking
me too.
Also, like, do we get a gun? I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Do we get anything?
Do we get weapons? It's just hand-to-hand combat. I think we're losing.
Where are we? Are we, like, in the public garden?
We're at Boston Common.
Boston Common?
Yeah.
So there's, like, nothing around. It's literally just grass.
Pretty much.
All right, I think 100 horses wins.
Now I got one more thing for y'all.
Oof.
Would you rather be able to talk to animals or speak every language?
Talk to animals. Screw
it's
people.
Tough. They're both really... I mean, okay. They're both pretty cool, I'm not gonna lie.
Imagine the competitive advantage with that.
Well, to be able to speak every language would be absolutely electric.
Yeah, but like no one else can talk to animals.
That's what I was leaning towards talking to animals.
Whoa, your mic.
Hello?
Speak again. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Hello? Hello?
Well...
Is it back?
Yeah, it's back.
All right. We're back.
Yeah.
Cheers. Cheerio. I'd probably talk to animals.
Yeah.
I was thinking like, you gain so much perspective. You're able to talk to all these humans in all these languages, right? Just like learn about different cultures, whatever.
Yeah.
But if you can talk to animals, dude, they've traveled the world. They've seen things nobody's ever seen before.
They're like older than humanity.
Well, some
most of them.
Most
I don't
of
know
them.
Most of them, but a lot of them.
Definitely a few. At least like five. At least five animals are older.
Definitely more than five.
At least.
Wait, I have one question after that.
Yeah.
If you had to pick one animal, one like animal species, which one would you?
To be?
To talk to. Or to be, ooh, yeah. That's both questions, I guess.
I don't know. Ah, that's so tough, dude. Because I think I'm tempted to say either a flying creature or a swimming creature.
Yeah.
Because they cover the most ground. Well, actually, they...
They
not,
don't cover
no ground. But they survey the ground.
Yeah.
Say like a hawk is flying. It's probably flown around. Like,
they've seen a lot.
So much shit. But also, I'm so curious about the ocean, the deep
dude,
ocean.
Dude, whales. They're also like supposed
whales
to be smart.
Oh, you know what? Dolphins.
Dolphins.
But I don't think they go that deep underwater. And I want to know what's going on down there.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, low key. Penguin.
No.
Penguins are sick.
Why?
Dude, I'm going to save this for another one. By the way, folks, we're going to host a conspiracy episode.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen. You're going to learn a
it's
lot
gonna
about
happen.
Me. And it's
probably really after the second half of the semester.
I'm so curious about Antarctica, dude. Very curious about Antarctica. There's a lot of mystery behind it. And, you know, we'll get into it another time. Speaking of getting into things, you want to, like, I don't know, get into some more songs?
Songs? I don't know, man.
I don't know. It's like a radio station.
Yeah.
Do
you think people are sick of listening to too many songs or too much of us talking?
If you are sick or if you enjoy, you can call us at
855-915-9636. That is
815.
No, 855-915-9636. It's right there.
Say it again.
855-915-9636. Oh, someone's calling.
No way.
Okay. That was quick.
Pick up.
All right, we're picking up. Let me give me a second.
Yeah, give him a second. He's not that skilled with the...
This is horrible. All right, stay on the line, please. Phone off air.
I'm not going to lie. There's a chance he can not figure this out. Oh. Hello? Hello? Can't hear anything. Can you hear him? You know, we might actually stop Toby. Like, oh, hello. Oh.
Well, I picked up, and then I hung up, I think. I'll just tell you what they told us. Did you hear?
No.
Someone with a voice said, voice. I want to be a giraffe. And then they...
What?
And they hung up. Missed. And I heard, I'm pretty sure I heard Rahul laughing in the back. Rahul's a friend of ours.
A giraffe, eh?
Yeah.
That's not a bad call. Not a bad call. All right, we're gonna play a song.
Thanks for calling. Sorry for hanging up.
Oh, man, I'm not gonna lie. There's so many different great songs I want to play.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the Morphine, or do you want
to...
We have our closing song. It's set.
Yeah, it's like 5 minutes.
Oh, we can love it. We can probably only get three more songs in.
Three?
If that.
With no talking.
Yeah, I like talking. Let's get two in.
Do you have a song in mind?
Yeah. You know what? I do.
What is it?
It's not summer, all right? But it's about summer. And as we were talking, the world is what you make of. I see a little bit of blue, a little bit of sun in the sky. So we're going to pretend it's fucking... It's just summer. It's just summer. This, in my opinion... To me, personally, I believe that to me, this is one of the most beautiful songs I have ever heard. It's by, I don't know, OD or ODIE. This one is called Miss Summer. I can't stop listening to this tune, dude. It's
play it.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
I'm going to play this at my wedding. Probably not my wedding. But like, if I woke up in the morning for some reason, I'm driving, I'm playing this. All right, let's play it. This is Miss Summer. By, I don't know.
ODIE.
ODIE. Bada bing. That was beautiful.
Was that you singing?
No, that was actually the end of the song.
Oh.
Yeah.
With SpongeBob music in the background?
If there's any labels out there listening,
you know who to
I'm
call.
I'm free. I'm single. I'm not signed. So, you know what's crazy?
Second time you say you're single. Are you desperate?
No. I was out over Thanksgiving. I was with the fellas. We were doing whatever. We were having fun. Whoa. Can you hear me?
Yeah, not yet.
We were having fun. We're having a good time. Get a couple drinks going.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guys come up and they're like, yo, someone wants to sign you. And I'm like, no fucking way. No way. They want to sign me? I haven't even, like, performed. I haven't done anything. They're like, yeah, like, just come over here. Close your eyes. I'm going to put it on you. I'm like, what do you mean?
What?
What do you mean, put it on me? Like, the phone? Am I going to, like, talk to the studio? Like, what's going on? Nah. They pull out a couple Sharpies. And they signed their name on my chest.
Oh, no. You got pranked.
Yeah, I thought I was getting signed.
You got bamboozled.
I mean, I did get signed, but...
You did get signed, but...
So, anyways, that song was Miss Summer. I like it a lot. Oh. I like it a lot. There's elements in there that sound like Post Malone, I think.
Yeah.
And you were saying...
Peach Pit.
Peach Pit as well.
That's his voice.
It's definitely a good artist that is supported by the show. Peach Pit. Thanks, guys, for, being peachy, I guess, right?
Also, shout out to Dominic Fike.
Shout out
to
Dominic Fike.
As always.
Still young, up and coming. And, yeah, we'll save him for later shows. I got a quick one for you, and we'll dive into this later. First thing that comes to mind... top one, maybe two, maybe three, if you could think.
Oh, no.
Dogs. And I'm not talking breeds.
Yeah. Brian.
Good one.
What's the Simpsons one?
Ooh. Oh, the little wiener guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's not a wiener dog.
It's totally a wiener dog.
It is?
I don't know, maybe.
Oh, speaking of wiener dogs, the one from Open Season.
Wow.
That was my favorite. That's
all
it.
Right, that's a
that
good
was
one.
Number one.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That's
yeah.
Good one.
How about you? You think you asking me the question, you'd have the...
Well, I think of the questions, you think of the answers.
Okay.
All right, so top few dogs. It is a good question. I'm going to go... Okay, no order.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Dookie Test from Johnny Test.
Oh, yeah.
How's it going?
That's a good one.
I'm going to go with Bolt. From the live action, not actually live. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, that's a good one.
By the way, it was Santa's Little Helper is the dog in Simpsons.
Santa's Little Helper?
That might have just been in one episode.
No.
That might have
no.
just been the name in one episode. Oh my God, how could I forget? Okay, so I've kind of forgotten who I've gotten. All right. I have Bolt.
Bolt.
I got Dookie
Johnny
Test.
Yeah. Dookie Test, I mean.
I'm gonna throw Jake the Dog from Adventure Time. That was a good one.
Oh.
And I got Wow, that's I just got a lot.
Way more than three.
I know, I'm gonna keep going.
Okay.
I forgot the one that was so obvious. Oh, Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
How about this? Blue from Blue's Clues.
Yeah.
And I got one more for you.
You're into mystery shows?
Clifford. The big red one.
The
he was
big
okay.
Red dog.
He was alright.
He's cool.
Yeah, you know, he's alright. Anyways, these dogs are pretty
cool.
They're
all dudes. Can you think of any...
what's up with that, man?
Can you think of any girl dogs?
Can I think of any female dogs on television? No.
No.
Yes, Lady and the Tramp,
yeah.
Obviously.
We all heard the clicking of your keyboard.
Nah. Alright, so anyway, I guess...
5 minutes.
Yeah, we're gonna wrap up. We got one unbelievable song. We just saved it for last, so we could just write out, but... All of you...
You're listening to Horn Chicken Tensors WMFO in Medford. Freeform Radio.
Freeform Radio, 91.5. WMFO. This was what? Juan Chicken Tensors?
Juan Chicken Tensors.
And again, if you want to call in.
Not right now.
Please don't.
Next time. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m. weekly.
Yeah, we'll be... Ooh, I think I cut out.
Yeah, I cut. Whatever. Tune in tomorrow to Buenas Vibras, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. as well.
What is Buenas? Buenas who?
It's Evie and Juanchi.
Oh, you have another show?
It's Evie.
Tune into that show with Evie and Juanchi tomorrow. But anyways, Juanchi Contenders will be here every week, 1 p.m., live from the stew. Great music, great banter. You know how we do.
Maybe conspiracy theories. You'll have to get to tune in for that one, because we won't tell you what episode that will be.
But when you got Juanch and Tens,
you got a great show.
You got a great show. Game on, baby.
Game on.
We're going to ride out with this last song.
This is Black Hole Sun by, I forgot.
Soundgarden?
By Soundgarden, yeah. Banger. All right, enjoy. Have a nice week. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. I love you.
Till you all just disappear.